Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding. And check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed, trial subscription. We first start with the top player notes in baseball, basketball, and football. Padres outfielder Tommy Pham underwent wrist surgery earlier this offseason and is currently recovering. The 32-year-old has now undergone three surgeries since mid-August. Twins outfielder Eddie Rosario was placed on outright waivers by the Twins and is available to be claimed by any team until 1 p.m. Eastern today. He's projected to make about $9.6 million in arbitration. In NBA news, Steve Kerr announced that he wants Steph Curry to play around 34 minutes per game, but he did acknowledge that could be difficult with them trying to win games this season. Kerr also announced that the number 2 overall pick James Wiseman might not start right away. Wiseman is competing with Marquise Chris and Kevon Looney for the starting center role. In the NFL, Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan is hopeful Jimmy Garoppolo and George Kittle will return for the last couple of weeks of the season. Both have been out since week 8. We have Wednesday afternoon football action, and Andrew Laird runs down everything you need to know for putting together a DFS lineup. The Ravens-Steelers matchup has been pushed back 3 times, and it currently stands as the Ravens being 10-point underdogs. Robert Griffin III will be starting for the Ravens for the first time since Week 17 of last season. He's facing a Steelers defense that has allowed the second fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks this year. That includes a recent run of allowing fewer than 250 passing yards in 6 straight games, including 5 under 225. The rushing upside is there with RG3, but the Steelers have allowed just 7 passing touchdowns this season during their hot stretch. Big Ben is the most expensive player on both sides as he faces the Ravens, who have allowed the 12th fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks this season. But do keep in mind the Ravens defense is good, and Ben didn't have a great game against them back in week 8 when he last faced them, throwing for under 200 yards. The Ravens have thrown the fewest passes this season, but they might throw more as they'll be playing from behind today. No Mark Andrews and no Willie Snead, so Marquise Brown is a top target. He's had 3 or fewer receptions in 4 straight games, failing to reach even 40 yards in a game during that span, but if he's the only good option today, he should produce. The Steelers have 3 great wide receivers and a solid pass-catching tight end, a complete polar opposite situation than the Ravens' offensive weapons right now. Diontae Johnson is the most expensive player on the group, as he leads a team in targets. Juju Smith-Schuster leads a team in catches, but Chase Claypool leads the team in yards and touchdowns. So Johnson isn't a clear number one, and they're all pretty much a coin flip in terms of who's going to be the best receiver. Ebron is a fine option, but he's very touchdown dependent. For running backs, Benny Snell of the Steelers will get the meaningful touches as James Conner is on the COVID list. Snell hasn't had any significant touches since week 1 when he started in place of Conner and rushed 19 times for over 100 yards, and he'll now face a Ravens defense that's allowed over 130 rushing yards to running backs in back-to-back games, giving up 5 total touchdowns in that span. For kickers, Chris Boswell and Justin Tucker have both been very consistent fantasy scorers this season, but there is reason to be concerned that with all the offensive absences for the Ravens, that Justin Tucker might not be as valuable. For the complete breakdown, check out Andrew Laird's Wednesday afternoon football DFS breakdown article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.